Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and every Thursday we welcome Hall of Fame broadcaster, our friend, my mentor, the great Bill Hillgrove, who you can see on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and on our KDK Radio YouTube page. Bill, back in the day when I first met you, you were the sports director at WTAE-TV with Myron Cope, Stan Saverin, and John Steigerwald. You were called the Front Four. And as you can imagine, as somebody that grew up in this town, it was kind of special. And all these years later, the passion, the 50th anniversary of the terrible towel and the passion of the Steelers fan base hasn't waned at all, has it?
No, it hasn't, and I go back to the beginning when Myron himself was doubtful. He was not sure that it would catch on. And as it turns out, he's the only person probably on the face of the earth that could have brought that off the way it did, and it's still there, and it's still waving, particularly in other cities. So, it just was very special, and I'll never forget that moment when Lynn Swann came out of the tunnel, erasing all of Myron's doubt, when he waved a terrible towel and it caught on just like that, and it's still there.
Ha! That said, Steelers needed to win. They were expected to win. The Dolphins, since 1966, hadn't won a game when the temperature was below 20 degrees, only two other times prior to that. Plus, you had the Monday Night Football with Coach Tomlin never losing on Monday night. So you had a lot of things factored in, and you expected the team to win. But that was a pretty solid all-around performance.
It was. And, I kind of think the Steelers are built for December and January football. I think the arrow is pointing up. I love the fluidity and the continuity of the offense. And I think that's something that they can and will build on. I think there's great communication, especially between the quarterback and his receivers, and also Arthur Smith. And I think everybody is more on the same page now, and I think we saw that. And I think the defense kind of fed off it too. They didn't allow the running game of the Dolphins to take any pressure off Tua. And when it was all on Tua, he did not respond, and he's headed to the bench, I understand. That's their problem, not the Steelers.
And so that brings up next the best word I can come up with is, it would seem to me, the desperate Detroit Lions coming up, Bill.
Yeah, it's that time of year. It's not playoffs yet, but these are like playoff games because you're either going to be in or you're going to be outside looking in, and let's hope the Steelers can stay ahead of Baltimore and let it come down to that final game if it comes to that. Baltimore, slightly tougher schedule, but they're favored against New England this week, where the Steelers are not favored against the Lions. And so it may go back to a tie after this week. But then I think Baltimore's got to go to Green Bay before they take on the Steelers. So let's just see how it all plays out.
That said, I wanted to ask you about the Pitt volleyball team bringing national attention, the fifth straight Final Four. I don't know that that's ever happened in women's volleyball and college before, but they're rapidly becoming the team to beat every season.
No doubt, and they're favored tonight over Texas A&M, and the winner goes to the championship game. I believe it's on Sunday. And so, Dan Fisher has done an outstanding job, and Olivia Babcock is in a class by herself. I certainly wouldn't want to be on the other side of the net when she goes up for one of those kills, because your life may be at stake. She is, like I say, that's a small club that she belongs to.
Yeah, as you pointed out, Curtis Aiken has seen her do things that he said is generational for an athlete.
Yeah, and a good friend of mine, as a matter of fact, I'll name him, Mo Barr, former Duquesne great basketball player, is a volleyball official. He went to one of the matches, and her performance in that match, he said, was as good an athletic performance as he's ever witnessed. Now, keep in mind, he spent time in the NBA, so I think he knows what he's talking about, but she's just so special, and Dan's done such a great job, and, you know, that's kind of been infectious. Volleyball all of a sudden is meaningful, especially in the Pittsburgh area, and maybe it's happening across the nation, and I think volleyball fans appreciate that.
Well, Bill, you mentioned basketball a moment ago, and I had to do a double take when I saw the score this morning against Binghamton. Pitt rolled them, and they were shooting 62% from the field last night. That's amazing.
Yeah, and outside the arc, 16 threes. That's probably tied for third in Pitt history. And, well, let's put it this way. Curtis Aiken and I had a lot of time to talk about things other than that game because it was over early, and Pitt never lost the lead. Going up 8-0, and see you later.
It's very rare for a college team to hit triple digits when scoring. Yeah, that was encouraging. So, Bill, bowl season really gets underway. I know there's been a few games, but this weekend it really gets interesting with bowls and playoffs, and then 2 days after Christmas, Pitt will be at the Naval Academy to face East Carolina's Pirates. And I'm just curious, do you have an odds-on favor in the college football playoff? Is it Indiana? Is it Ohio State or somebody else?
Ah, boy, that's a tough one. Don't ask me to predict, Larry, because we've gone down that path before, and I've been very wrong. Picking Thomas Hearns twice, Sonny Liston twice, the Germans in World War II, I like to use that as a reference. But, you know, it's hard to predict. It'll be fun, though, and that's what it's all about. And by the way, you know, Pitt lost Fowler L., the receiver, to the transfer portal. But I'll take that because Carolina has lost their quarterback. And that pretty much favors the Pitt defense because they'll, I think, terrorize whoever takes Hauser's place in that lineup for the Pirates. So it should be fun. And it's an 11 o'clock start, so it's over early, and we still have time to drive home in some daylight.
I'm all for that part, too. And before you go, looks like the Penguins are going to be sold to this Hoffman family group. Paul, they have like 200-plus businesses they own.
And they're in such a variety of different businesses, it's hard to sort it all out.
But the Fenway Group really did a great job alienating, of all people, Mario Lemieux. So hopefully if this goes through, Mario will be back and more visible. He was at the game the other night, which was great to see.
And it was great to see Pierre LaRouche sitting next to him. Pierre has been fighting some health challenges, but he looks great and is back on the road to recovery. So we wish him Godspeed in that regard. But I think Mario being around the Penguins is a great, great thing for hockey.
Bill Hillgrove, we're not going to see you on our live stream here for a few weeks. Next week being Christmas Day, we have special programming and also on New Year's Day. But I will see you in Annapolis, Maryland, 2 days after Christmas. My best to you and your family. Bill, always appreciate your time and really your friendship. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry, and Merry Christmas to you and to Paul and to all your families. And don't overload on eggnog and figgy pudding.
Merry Christmas, Bill.
Well said.
All right.
All right.
To you,
Paul. You got it, partner. And Bill Hillgrove's Visits, presented by Duquesne Beer. This holiday season, grab a Duke. Myra Rush.
Yes.
In studio from our newsroom.
Good
morning.
Good morning, Larry.
What's trending, T?
Cell phone bans, PPS.
Oh, yeah. Talk to Pittsburgh Public School Board President Gene Walker this morning about it. He explained that a lot of this was already in place in most of the schools, but this makes it official after, I guess.
Bell to bell?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I went to school with cell phones. My kids went to school with cell
you
phones.
You went to school with cell phones?
I had a little cell phone. Yeah, I had a cell phone. The little flip phone.
I went to school with an abacus.
That's how old you are. Give me a break. I'm against that.
Got to admit, adults, young people, whoever, you put a cell phone in somebody's hand, they're not going to pay attention.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
And they're not going to learn as much. It's just that simple.
I don't know how come that it doesn't apply. I mean, my kids had cell phones when they were in school. I mean, they did. They had cell phones. Teach your kids to be responsible. There's no need to ban cell phones. There's just no need. I just say that as a parent, I just don't see that. Would take the phone. They would, you know, you would get through the metal detector and so forth and so on. But it's all about how you raise your kids. That's how I see it. I have three children that all had cell phones. I have cell phones for all three of my kids, and they are all doing extremely well. They graduated from the Penn Hills High School. We all did. So, I mean, that's a parental, parents have their say, but I don't think it's a problem. I don't think it should have that. I want my kid to have a cell phone at all times. If something happens in the classroom, I want to know, because there are things that are happening in a cell phone, in the classrooms that I want to know
about.
On a
daily basis, and that would be in a super extreme, Gene pointed out that some of the violence that has been perpetrated in schools is due to the social media posts and things that circle and bullying that goes on outside of the distraction. So,
but you're also able to identify incidents that are happening through social media as well. When there are cases that are happening in the schools, we don't know. But how we do know, and how the police departments know, is from video that kids are videotaping when things are happening. That's how we know. That's how we report it. That's how people put these videos on their cell phone, on their Facebook pages, so people can actually watch and see what's happening. But you can't have it both ways. You want to know what's happening in the classroom. You want to know what's happening in the school districts. Kids need cell phones. And if there's anything that's happening, kids are able to report what is happening. There are tons of incidents where kids are in classrooms and going back and forth, and kids are putting hands on teachers. Teachers are putting hands on children, and people are actually videotaping them. And that's how we in the media are seeing what's happening in the classrooms. But I digress. Anyway,
why are you looking at me, Larry?
Because there won't be cell phones in schools in Pittsburgh public.
That's all right. But there will be some complaints, I'm sure.
Maybe the grades will go up. How about that?
Come on. So a cell phone. Did your kids have cell phones in school?
Yeah.
Of course. Did they graduate from college? Your kids are doing extremely well.
But I'm just talking about day in, day out, the distraction.
So there's no day in and day out distraction. We have cell phones here at work.
Yeah, they're distracting.
They're distracting. But we have to have them. We have to have them. I don't know. You know, I just hear, I'm constantly hearing people talk about banning a cell phone is going to bring your grades D to a C. It's not happening. Trust and believe.
We'll see.
That's not happening. If your kid is failing, your kid is failing for a reason. And it's not because they're sitting in their classroom with a cell phone. Anyway, I digress. Let's talk about the plaques at the White House. Did you hear about them?
Oh, yeah. I've seen some of them.
Did you see?
I just don't think it's necessary.
I was watching when people are in bronze and they have, you know.
So explain.
So the Trump administration has plaques that they hung up of all the presidents, and they have a little biography of each president underneath the plaque. And some of the biographies that are written are not flattering at all. I mean, it's horrible things about President Obama, called Sleepy Joe Biden on the plaque. But I just think overall, and I'm just saying, just watching people react and respond, people are just saying, why would this be needed in the White House? I mean,
it's classless. I mean, at very least.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's the purpose?
Ego.
Of having something like this? I'm sure it costs money to do that. I mean, it costs money to put them in bronze and to have all of this. So I just think,
well, as many things that have changed in the past year, a lot of those things will be changed back at some point to some more normalcy.
So we would have to wait till
another president comes in to remove
something like
who's
that.
Who's going to change it now?
I don't know. I just think that why are we where we are is the question. Like, why is that needed? Like, that's,
it's
like
not.
You come into work and you have plaques put up about all the talent that's worked here. And I would say, please ask me, because I can say a lot. I've been here for 20 plus years.
Well, then we'll have you write the bias for people.
Oh, can I please? Oh,
yeah. That's what's trending.
It is absolutely trending.
All right, T. I'll call you later in the newsroom.
I'll say nice things about you for sure.
You want to reach out? Pretty easy to do so. The NASCO Roofing Instant Access. Just a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkaradio.com. That's instantaccess@kdkaradio.com. Meanwhile, more details are emerging from the murder of Rob Reiner and his wife with the latest, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Nick Reiner's first court appearance lasted less than 90 seconds, and he spoke just three words when asked if he understood his rights. He did not enter a plea and remains held without bail. His arraignment on charges of murdering his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner, was postponed to the first week in January. These sketches were the only images of Reiner released from inside the courtroom. The judge ordered the video pool cameras not to show the defendant.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Alan Jackson is Nick Reiner's defense attorney.
During this process, you allow the system to move forward in the way that it was designed to move forward, not with a rush to judgment, not with jumping to conclusions.
Police sources say that Rob and Michelle Reiner were killed in the master bedroom of their Brentwood mansion early Sunday morning. The coroner's office reporting both died from multiple sharp force injuries. CBS News has learned that Nick Reiner checked into a hotel in nearby Santa Monica around 4 a.m. His sister Romy discovered the crime scene around 3:30 that afternoon. Nick Reiner was spotted about 9 p.m. Sunday night near downtown L.A., walking into and then inside this convenience store. Moments later, he was arrested by the LAPD. In 2018, Nick Reiner opened up on a podcast about his struggles with drug addiction.
I was up for days on end, and I started punching out different things in my guest house.
It was the guest house he was still living in the night of the killings. In a statement, Jake and Romy Reiner, Nick's siblings, wrote, "Words cannot even begin to describe the unimaginable pain we are experiencing every moment of the day. Rob and Michelle Reiner weren't just our parents, they were our best friends."
Nick Reiner will appear back in court on January 7th. Jonathan Vigliotti, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And CBS Television doing a special on the life and impact of Rob Reiner. Overnights from 1 a.m. until 5, we have engaged from the University of Pittsburgh students to get their take. Next Take is actually what it's called. And one of those is Jack Tofanelli. Jack, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How's your experience been being somebody who has a chance to say something on KDKA radio from the University of Pittsburgh?
I think it's a great experience to really talk about whatever we want and to be able to work with professional producers from KDKA and being able to work with other journalists from the University of Pittsburgh. I think it's an amazing experience. And today's actually our last show as a group, so that's what we're dealing with today. But it's been an awesome experience.
And what are the hot topics here more recently as we get ready to close out 2025?
I mean, we've been talking about Rob Reiner, of course. That was a big thing on our show, and honestly, a lot of unfortunate violence, actually, that has been in our news has been, I guess you could say, hot topics, which is really unfortunate that we have to cover that.
Yeah, there's been some very, very heavy news. And what are the holiday dates for University of Pittsburgh students?
For our break, do you mean?
Yeah, how long's your break and when are you back?
Man, I've been off break since like last Thursday, I believe, and I'm back maybe the 6th, I believe. I haven't really looked at my schedule, but we have just under a month.
And what are you going to do all this time off? I can't remember. That must be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It is, but I'm going to be working. That's all I'm going to be doing. So I'll be doing that.
All right. Well, we appreciate the work you guys are doing overnight. Enjoy your holiday break, and I guess we'll catch you next year.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Joe Tofanelli, one of our Next Take Pittsburgh participants. And, of course, next Thursday is Christmas. Then the following Thursday is New Year. So we'll get reacquainted.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.